Okay, thanks, everybody, for the break. Let's, next item, item 14 is committee reports. So, Counselor Gamby, Finance and Judiciary from July 1st.
Thank you, Finance and Judiciary. The most interesting thing from that committee this month was we actually got into discussion about what's the purpose of that committee as we reviewed our mission statement, our purpose statement in there, and that opened up some good understanding and some good background on where the committee, not just that committee, but where all the committees came from. And it's very interesting. We're still working through our agenda forecaster items as the committee thinks prioritizes them, and we're making good headway on that. Checked off a couple more this month, so committee's doing well. Thank you, Councilor Wells.
And please continue on, Councilor Gamby, with public safety from our July 6th meeting.
Public safety, we had a little fun this month. We took a look at an outdated piece of code in our municipal code regarding vehicles running. And that started the process. We're probably going to look at code every month or two now. Start reviewing some of the code that's been sitting around for years and years and years. And in this case, it was outdated code, so it's going to come before the council here eventually, and we're going to take a look at it as a council. But very interesting how a law that's written in, you know, 1972 perhaps doesn't apply as technology changes. So it's kind of fun to start taking a look at that and not having stuff sitting on the books that doesn't apply anymore. So that was the thing that stuck out to me the most from that committee. And other than we did get a few more things on the agenda forecaster, which should be fun to review in the next couple months. So thanks to Councilor Washburn for bringing a few items up that we can now look down the tube and get discussed.
Thank you, Councilor Gamby. And then Councilor Senega, Community Services from July 6th.
Community development.
Oh, it's development. Okay. Yes.
Ours was canceled this last month.
Grant services. Is it you? Well, thanks for saying something. Councilor Washburn.
She's still using that pop can to try and talk to us.
I don't think it's
sorry. I apologize.
We didn't have a public works meeting this month because it was on the 5th, so I just want to get that out there to start with. Gary had to have the day off.
The week off.
We talked about the reserve project for the park, and prices have gone through the roof on getting materials for that. We're looking for other options on the rain tree because we got to fill in that area, correct? And getting how we're going to get all the dirt to fill in that area to bring it up like it should be. And thank you for doing something on the pool. That's been kind of the pet peeve of a lot of people in this town lately. So I appreciate you doing that.
Okay. Item 15, Councilor Gamby, LCOG Board.
The LCOG board is going strong. They, like I said, the last time I was asked to report on it, they have some amazing members on the board with a huge variety of experience, some of them with, you know, literally decades of experience in these kind of capacities. They're tackling projects up and down the valley. A couple of them, right here in Junction City. So I'm still getting my mind around the scope of that organization. They seem to have their hands in a lot of different good activities. Just to bring it kind of home to Junction City, a couple months ago they helped with the planning application. They helped an applicant in town walk through the annexation and the rezone process. So they're doing a lot of things. It's very interesting to listen into it, and I'm still trying to learn if anybody's interested in it. I'd be happy to get you some information under the webpage, but I mean, there's a lot out there that LCOG is doing.
Thank you. And then Councillor Leach on Lane ACT.
Okay, the first thing I want to do is, I'm like, John, it takes a while. You do a lot of listening, with especially with ACT. I went with Jim years ago when it was over in Springfield, and it's just, it's jam-packed for 2 solid hours, and it's, they work on projects for different areas in Lane County for ODOT. That's who it all comes down to, is Oregon Transportation. As a rule, what happens is it goes to the bigger cities. They have Creswell, Junction City, Oak Ridge there, you know, representing usually councilors. And you sit and you listen, and if you put in, I think we did one on Maple and First over here a few years ago, and we're all just, oh, hallelujah, we're going to get it done, and then it fell through. And that's kind of seems to be the pattern. So what they're doing is working real hard at changing some of their tactics at ACT. And so that's what they're spending their time on now, is how to change their wording and that kind of stuff. So you pretty much just sit and listen, and it is intense. I know that Sandy asked me, a lot of people don't know what ACT is. And so this is just a little thingy here. It says Area Commission on Transportation. They're an advisory body chartered by the Oregon Transportation Commission. They address all aspects of transportation, surface, marine, air, transportation safety, with primary focus on the state transportation system. ACTs consider regional and local transportation issues if they affect the state system. They work with other local organizations dealing with transportation-related issues. So that's what's going on. And like I said, they're trying to change their pattern. They're trying to include the smaller cities, and they're having a real heck of a time doing it. And the thing, they just, I just started this for like 3 weeks or three times in a month, and they are fighting among themselves on how they're going to do this. And so you just sit there, keep your mouth shut, and you listen. But I did, on one of the reports we had, and I usually went over this stuff with Jordan, so Jordan's not here. So I, for a planner, I don't know what they're doing now instead of paving or redoing roads and highways. They're just adding turn lanes. And I thought of Highway 99. And this was the report that was given on how they do it, and pictures of some of the towns that they have done this in. They've done it in Ashland, and where's another one that is familiar? Anyway, it's in here. But it's what they're doing is trying to save the cities as much money as they can. And instead of tearing up the highways and tearing up the streets, they work real hard on turns and eliminate a lot of the traffic and the waiting that goes on here in 99. And I know that's a big issue and has been for years on how to take care of it. So anyway, I don't know.
Gary.
You be the man?
Yeah.
I just thought it was...
The Community Development Committee actually worked on this a while back and trying to work with ODOT, and ODOT had no funding to help us with at that time.
Yeah.
So it's something that we'll revisit again at some point.
And that's what they're doing now after they get done with their figuring out what words they're going to use to describe things. They are going to start again with projects, cities, the projects.
That was the project that we ran into. The problem that we ran into as a community development committee is they're like, yeah, we'd love for you guys to do it.
Yeah.
At your expense.
Exactly. See, that,
so,
yeah.
You know, $several million projects.
I know.
Probably wasn't in the budget at that.
Right. And that's what they're, again, what they're trying to do is have, there's money available, so many millions of dollars, and where they're going to split it up. And it ends up, and that's what I told Denise, the gal that's in charge of it, that what ends up, it's Springfield, way out, or it's Eugene, or it's at the McKenzie. You know, those are the most dangerous areas. Mm-hmm. So the smaller cities kind of get the shaft. So anyway, that's what I'm doing, is listening. And boy, if there's a time that, Gary, that it, they say we're going to give you some money if you got a good project.
Yeah, I'd be certainly glad to hear it, because it's still on their agenda forecaster as a future item.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. But yeah, like I say, it's just very intense, very hard to figure out. These people have done this for years, and so you just listen. So that's my report.
Thanks, counselors. Okay, staff reports. Let's start with Chief Morris.
In view of time, one, we're very busy. We had home robbery, home invasion, where we just actually took the person into custody last night from about a week ago. We've had a couple last weekend, two major crashes on Highway 99, one at just south of Mill Iron, one at Highway 36. Both of them are going to result in citations, I think. Beyond that, that's my report.
I have just a question. You said there was a home robbery?
Yeah, there was.
Did they use a gun to hold the people?
They used asps, which are a collapsible baton, police baton.
Yeah, I know what they
are. And
okay.
A machete and some knives. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other questions, counsel, of the chief?
It's good to know.
Director Cappy?
Okay, well, as we talked about during the water curtailment last week, was a busy week for the water system and some equipment failures that we got back up and running. But during that week, they also got a lot of hot taping done around town and brightened up some crosswalks and added some new crosswalks of some streets that we did last summer. For Andrea, who's listening on the phone, we marked out all the lights on 6th Street and they started going up today. We do have 46 lights that will be installed in the downtown area between streets and parking lots. That's kind of the highlight of it. Jeremy was here for the rest of the time, and I was actually somewhere in the sun. So he was a little frazzled when I got back with the equipment failure. So we didn't spend a lot of time talking about anything else.
Administrator Canoe.
Not a ton. Just so everybody's aware, of the summer camp program is going strong over the community center. Everybody seems to be having a good time, from the kids to the folks helping run it. We are the site this year for free lunches for the kids, so that was nice for staff was able to get in on the front end of all that, so we were actually the officially recognized site for Junction City. So we get, not only do we have our normal campers, but we also have other kid programs that come down. So we get quite a few during the day. The summer reading program is kicking off, so that filled up real quick, as we reported at the Community Services Committee meeting. We generally pick a capacity of 50. As of Monday, we were at 53. I told Michelle, our new library coordinator, don't worry about it. Let's just take everybody we can, as long as we physically have room for them. Don't worry about the program expenses as far as like the packets and just that and the other. I'm just like, you know, let's make sure we get as many kids going there. She's got a really good program going this year. Another thing we're working on with that is kind of correlating with her stuff, plus what's going on with the community center, plus Public Works. We're looking at trying to kick off a, for lack of a better phrase at this point in time, a movies in the park concept. We knew that the city of Harrisburg did that, but we reached out to them and found out, no, they don't run it anymore. The chamber runs it. So we're now in discussions with Rick at the chamber to see what we can come up with to try to get something going there, trying to come up with more ideas for things for folks to do in the summer. Especially, at least at that point in time, we weren't sure what we were doing with the pool. So we were coming up with some other ideas. We have money in the budget this year for it. So we're pretty excited about that. IT side, you're going to see some stuff, some contracts coming before. Now they're in the new fiscal year. We've got a couple of big projects that we need to get off the ground. I'm happy to say we actually came up with some solutions with a local vendor in Eugene that cut the cost in about half. So we're super tickled with that. So we'll, you'll start seeing that coming through finance and judiciary to start with, then come to council, but probably in the next month. So we're looking, replacing some of our older servers that we are just, it's kind of that last step of things we need to fix before we rerun that security check again that we did a number of years ago that we failed miserably in. We believe we have now addressed everything, the 214 items that we failed on. We believe once we get these servers replaced, we'll address them all. So we'll probably run that check again to make sure we got everything we need to. But so, you know, from a IT nerd standpoint, we're kind of excited about that because we're getting to that light at the end of the tunnel. We're pretty sure it's not a train, so. And we're, you know, nice to be able to say we're actually going to be coming in under budget, so.
Yay.
Best of all worlds. So, and then I'll probably be on vacation at the end of the month. Other than that,
I thought maybe you would fill in for Director Crocker since he's not here. No, any
going good in finance.
But one of the reasons I was going to bring that up is the year-end numbers. We were short on revenue, some stuff, but everybody did a great job in limiting expenses, and the figures look great. But it took a lot of hard work by everybody, and even though he's not here tonight, I want to at least thank staff.
Everybody did great. We came in better than what we thought we would.
Yep.
And you know, this is the time of year where Mike gets to take a little bit of breather, so we usually just let him run for the hills for a little while. But yeah, everybody's done a great job, from the department heads to everybody in finance. Super happy all the way around where we ended up. So.
Okay, and you did a great job earlier, Attorney Connelly. I just wonder if you had anything else to say.
Sure. Yes, I do. Thanks. I know you've heard a lot from me. I really don't want to hear anymore. But so I just wanted to circle back. I had mentioned the city administrator evaluation materials. I just want to be really clear. Mark is handling that. So I think he actually does have a couple more things that he's going to either be getting Jason or wherever that's going to go. I know he had some follow-up items from the last council meeting.
I think he's been working with the mayor on that.
Mayor. Okay, great. And I did provide council rules examples, including Harrisburg's, to Jason, but I'm still working with staff to figure out the best format to bring it back to you so you don't have like 12 different examples. I don't think that would be very productive, and so we want to sort of distill it into either example rules or areas of suggestions or something, but we're working on that.
It's a large number of pages to try to digest all at once.
It doesn't do any good to give you, like, you know, like I said, 12 examples of stuff that's almost the same but not quite the same. So I'd rather have it in a format where I'm like, I can recommend these to you. But so we're working on those. And the August 10th meeting, all of this talk about planning, I realized I am out of town for the August 10th meeting. And you have the mobile food cart hearing scheduled, as we were talking about. So I think Dan Lawler will cover that meeting for me. There's also some telecon stuff, but that should go smoothly. And so I think you're going to be in great hands with Dan. It's way better than me trying to cover a hearing virtually. And then, as I had mentioned earlier, we'll be having legislative updates coming. That is more than enough for me.
Thank you very much.
I had a question, Carrie. Or am I?
Go ahead. I was going to say, any questions?
So you're using Harris. They're a lot smaller than we are. I was wondering.
There was a direction at the last council meeting to provide examples, including Harrisburg's. That was what was relayed to me by Mark.
Because our sister city was Cottage Grove or Florence.
We've got like six or seven, including those two.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, don't worry. We have those as well. But there was I had not included Harrisburg's in my previous review, and
I was told
please include Harrisburg's. So
thank you. I'm just curious.
We appreciate all that work that we put on your plate.
Yep. Just want you to let you know. I'm checking the boxes.
Okay. Number 17 item is previous month's expenditures. So are there any, councilors have any questions from last month's?
I didn't get my hard copies, so I didn't even get
them. I don't.
Councilor Leach?
No.
And I don't either, so.
No.
At that time, we'll go to item number 18, which is councilor comments and questions. So let's start with Councilor Thomas.
I just want to say thank you. I'm sorry part of the people have left, but for all of you that show up and care about our city. because it makes me feel a little better about coming in and trying to represent the people of Junction City. And thank you to staff and all that they've done this month. Keep busy. So.
Councilor Washburn.
I'd like to thank the audience, too, for showing up. Nice to see smiling faces for a change.
Well, I don't know if they're smiling.
And staff. It's been a long night. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it.
Councilor Seneca.
Hi. I just want to say a couple of things real quick. I'm glad everybody, it sounds like there's quite a few people there for the meeting tonight. Thanks. I think it's good that we have strong support from the public and that our public's interested in the city business and wants to be a part of it and have a voice and be heard. So thank you to the public for participating. Also, with everything that's gone on, I want to say thanks to the police department, Chief Bob, for your email. That was a good update on what was going on with the fires. I think it kept everybody informed. I'm glad to see that we had strong support from partnering agencies to help out, not only just with the fire, but with traffic and everything else that was needed. So thank you for that. And also for the updates with the water, I don't know if I should say water problem or the water concern or the everything that went wrong with the water. You know, I think it's important that we use this example, or for what happened as an example to, this is why a good plan B, plan C even, is good to have in place in case something like this were to happen or that fire were to have crossed roadways and got bigger faster, especially with any winds or whatever. So I always think it's good to have an extra plan. I think this is a good example of why we need to do that. I did have one question tonight, and it's for legal counsel Karen Conley. It was kind of asked a little bit, I think, by Jack. I was having a hard time hearing him, so you may have already answered it. He may have asked it. I'm not sure, but I wanted to know if the public or council has questions, did those need to be brought to committees first before council meetings? And if they are brought to committee first, how is that supposed to be done if not all committees are allowing public comment?
So no, I don't think the city has ever required public comment to first be brought to a committee before it can be shared at the agenda item, public comment on items not listed on the agenda. So anybody can come and speak on an item not on the agenda at the council meeting. And then committee meetings, just I guess as a framework, the public meeting law is a public attendance law. It's not a public participation law. So there are two limited circumstances when public participation is required, and that is hearings, and then there's something else that involves school districts that I don't need to know about because I don't represent them. So unless an entity, any entity, has public comment on its agenda, you know, in which case you're going to ask for public comment. If it's not on the agenda, then it's the prerogative of the chair, and it is. Sometimes meetings are run informally. A lot of my little districts just let the public weigh in whenever they have a comment or a question. That isn't a recommended way of running a meeting, I'm not here to tell you it's wrong or don't do it. But anyway, that's kind of my general answer, is it isn't required by law. You would do it if it's a item on the agenda, and if it isn't an agenda item, then it is at the prerogative of the chair. Does that help?
It does. So I just want to make sure I understand it, and maybe the public needs to hear this too. is, so the best, if they have a question for something not on the agenda, the best way to have that question answered is to bring it up at a council meeting for items not listed on the agenda.
And I'd like, just to, so the answer is a qualified yes, because I wouldn't say that the best way to get it answered is to ask it during that time. You can ask it, and then it is going to be a council slash staff decision on how it's going to be responded to. Sometimes those questions can be answered by staff on the spot. Sometimes it's something that the council has long-range planning around. Sometimes it's something that staff can go and work out with the citizen individually, separately outside the meeting context. So that's the only qualifier on my yes. I'm not sure how it will be answered.
Okay, I just want people to still feel comfortable asking questions, but know the right way to do it.
Absolutely.
And if they need to fill out a form and have it added to, you know, try to get it on the agenda or something, I just want people to know the proper procedure, what's expected of them to be heard, I guess.
Right. There are, Junction City has many, many venues to bring items before bodies, whether it's committees, the council, or to staff. There's the complaint form, there's the agenda forecaster form, agenda item requester for committees and council, plus you have the comment for items not on the agenda. And as we've seen tonight, many times the public is allowed to comment or ask questions on various agenda items.
Thank you. I think that helps, and I think hopefully people can reference this for what they need to do with, you know, when they want to be heard. So that helps a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Councillor Seneca. Councillor Gamby.
I have nothing to add. I think the other councillors made great comments and brought up great commentary, and you know, I learned a little bit from Councillor Seneca's questions right there, so I appreciate everybody doing what they do.
Thank you. Councillor Leach.
Well, I kind of think I've said just about everything. I did want a special thank you to Jason, who had to help me set up a city email, and you would think it was the biggest task in the world, but I was having a heck of a time. Anyway, he helped me and got it, and I thank him very much. I thank all of the staff, and I'm so happy to see everybody here. I think this is so important. You need to speak up if you've got a concern, if you've got a gripe, if you're happy with something. We need to know. If we don't hear from you, we have no clue. And Facebook is not the proper spot to do it. You know, you fill out a paper, you can print them out online, on the website, and we want to hear from you. Thank you for being here.
To follow up on Councillor Leach's remarks, I just want to let everyone know that on our July 27th work session, there are two really important items on there. There's the council goal session, and there's also our 5-year, 10-year, 20-year plans for the city. Well, both of these items need input from you as citizens, because it's not just staff or those of us in the room that make these decisions. As Councillor Leach mentioned, most of the councillors, I think, I don't know how many, but the opportunity to have our own personal city email accounts is now there. And so please, if you have some feedback, and I don't know how that meeting is going to run, if you're going to have an opportunity to say anything, but get to us before that meeting. And I guarantee you that it will mention it, because it's, like I say, it's not our plan, it's everybody's plan. Yeah. And it's great that the mayor got these on the agenda, and I really look forward to that. I also want to thank everyone for being here. Hopefully I recognized everybody had their hand up, and if you didn't, I apologize, but it's sometimes you miss somebody. But I strongly believe that it is government by the people. And you are the ones that elected all of us sitting up here, and we truly appreciate that. I want to follow up on what Councillor Seneca, she was talking about the committees, and talking about input from the citizens. And when we get to our July, or our August work session, it says, I think one of the new thing was committee rules or committee. Maybe we can discuss that at that meeting, because there are, we need, so everybody understands and we're all on the same page. So with that, again, it's been a full evening. Of course, there will not be any mayor comments this evening, as she needed to leave. So item 20 is executive session per ORS 192.6602E to deliberate with persons designated by the governing body to negotiate real property transactions. The City of Junction City will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192-6602E to deliberate with persons designated by the governing body to negotiate state property transactions. Representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on any of the deliberations during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No necessary decisions may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room.